they can distinguish us from the new immigrants. But then sometimes you see this kind of racial profiling, especially in these days when the POGO, the illegal gambling issues are coming up. So they would tend to see a Chinese, and then they say, you Chinese, you should leave our country.
In the Philippines, there are about 1.2 million people of Chinese ethnicity, known as Chinois. They make up less than 2% of the total population. The community is facing growing anti-China sentiment in the Philippines, driven by tensions in the South China Sea and controversies such as the crackdown on Philippine offshore gaming operators known as POGOs. A Chinoy, Teresita Ang Si, tells CNA that her community is suffering and some businessmen are being extorted because of their ethnicity.
These extortions are happening because they see the prevalent atmosphere now, the prevalent climate is to be anti-Chinese. So the policemen, law enforcement agents who are not above board, they take advantage of it and then just raid an establishment, even if it's not even involving gambling. It's just a store selling motorcycles. And they say, these China motorcycles are all smuggled. So what happens is that you just pay off so that your business doesn't suffer.
The case of Alice Guo, a former Philippine mayor accused of being a Chinese spy, has intensified scrutiny of the Chinese-Filipino community. Chinoy businessman Wilson Lee Flores owns a bakery cafe in Quezon City. He says that he has faced discrimination since the Guo case surfaced. Lee Flores says that he was recently accused by some local netizens of being a pro-China spy because he had invited a Chinese diplomat to give a political talk at his cafe. He says his cafe serves as a hub for political discussions where he welcomes speakers of different backgrounds.
Many people thought Wilson is pro-China or something, but they forgot this is the place where I welcome two U.S. ambassadors, two Singapore ambassadors, all kinds of people.
Ang Si also recalls how a group of Chinese Filipinos she knew were barred from hiking recently, as park rangers assumed they were foreigners. Foreigners require a special permit to hike in some areas of the country.
Chinese Filipinos who got the permit to go to hike in the mountain were stopped from going there and asking for the birth certificates. I mean, these are local-born Chinese Filipinos. Of course, we don't bring our birth certificates around with us. So they were banned from taking the hike.
Analysts tell CNA that most Chinois are keen to distinguish themselves from the mainland Chinese.
We belong to Philippine society. In fact, the credo of our organization says, our blood may be Chinese, but our roots grow deep in Philippine soil. Our bonds are with the Filipino people.
Filipino-Chinese community leader Reynard Heng maintains that politically, Chinois will side with the Philippines. He says that many Chinois regret that the Philippines and China aren't able to resolve their maritime disputes via diplomacy.
So we're basically kicking the can down the road to future generations. We're in many ways caught in the middle of it because we're perceived as Chinese, and the automatic assumption is, your ancestry is Chinese. You must sympathize with a Chinese position on the maritime dispute. So it's a knee-jerk assumption, which is wrong. And we hope that it can be reconciled. The thought that a person can be Chinese ethnically and Filipino politically can be reconciled in the mainstream society's mind, because in more mature immigrant majority societies like the States, Singapore, even Malaysia, I think there isn't as much of a problem with that.
Hang Si is concerned that if the Chinoy community continues to be marginalized, the younger generation of Filipino Chinese could lose touch with their own roots.
We are Chinese Filipinos, and so much more so with the younger generation. Our generation is already lamenting the fact that the younger ones don't speak Hokkien anymore, the lingua franca, or have lost touch with their heritage.